on this episode of Counting Cars.
I think we should head up towards the speedway. There's some good cars out there.
And I'm with you, Kev.
What a gorgeous car. Hey, brother. Hello.
You see this bike up here?
It's got a nice flavor to it.
See if you can get up next to him.
What are you doing?
Nice scoop.
You sound like you're trying to pick him up. What, do you want a date?
I cannot believe you sold this.
Go on, man. Hold it right there for a second.
What's the matter?
I can't let this car go. We already took their $80,000. Get me out of this, man.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
I cannot believe you sold this.
I can't believe it, man.
Today, I'm saying goodbye to one of my babies. My good friends and very serious collectors, Lyle and Beverly, they actually convinced me to sell her.
It's a 1932 Ford Highboy Coupe.
It's something I built for myself.
80 grand.
Come on, Danny.
Okay, you're on.
I never sell cars out of my personal collection, but this couple has managed to talk me out of two this year alone.
What a car.
It's a 1973 Plymouth Satellite Sebring Plus.
Do we really want this car? Come on, throw out a number.
Would you go 35?
34.
I love you. Okay. I know she's going to a good home, and I know we're getting good money for her, but she's going to be tough to replace. And I don't know that I'll ever really be able to.
You got about 12 inches over here off the front. Good on my side.
Go on, man. Hold it right there for a second. Hold it right there. Shut it down. Shut it down.
What's the matter?
I can't do this, man.
What do you mean you can't do this?
I can't let this car go, man. I can't let this car go.
What are you talking about? You cannot do this in the ninth hour. We've got paid on this already.
Can't let it go, dude. A deal never should have been done in the first place on this, man. You just got to know what this thing means to me. You know, I built this car during that really rough time after my father passed away. This car had a purpose to help me recover.
But we committed ourselves to these people.
Those folks, man, they're really cool, reasonable people, man. We got to talk to them.
Come on, let's think this out just for one second. Hold on.
They want a hot rod, and I respect that. But this one is in my heart. Let me build them their car. I got one here for them right now, man. I picked up that 1925 Ford. We can build that for them, make it their car.
We can paint the 25 any way they want it.
Exactly.
So that's actually a good selling point.
Exactly.
The 25 was going to be about a $35,000 to $37,000 bill.
Yeah.
They paid 80 for this.
Man, we'll cut that money back to them, man. Get me out of this, man.
You're going to have to get on the phone with them with me.
I'll do whatever it takes, man. You know, I'm the last guy to back out on a deal, especially to some really great people like Lyle and Bev. I feel terrible about it, but I know in my heart, if I sold my 32 Highboy, I would regret it forever. The 1925 Model T Ford that I picked up last month is a great ride, and hopefully they're going to let me make the switch. And if they do, I will build them the most wicked T-bucket they've ever seen.
Hey, Lyle, I am so sorry to bug you. We're getting ready to load up your car and send it to you right now. But we got a problem. Danny's having a big change of heart. He built the car at a time in his life that it's got a really super emotional connection to him. And so he just can't let it go.
Well, all I can tell you is we had our heart set on the 32. You know, we didn't come in there and spend the day with you and negotiate a price not to get the car.
Well, let me put the count on, and let's see if we can't make this right for you. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hey, Lyle, how you doing, brother?
I'm a little bit confused as to why my car is coming here.
We went to loading it up, and I've got some serious emotions tied up in that thing. Brother, it's killing me. If it's a hot rod you want, man, let me build you a hot rod for you, and please let me keep this one. It's just...
Of course, I'm not going to take your baby away from you. I mean, even Solomon wouldn't cut the kid in half. I got to go home and explain this to Beverly now.
Brother, man, let me tell you something. I will build something that is going to absolutely blow you guys away, man. I've got a 1925 Ford Roadster T-Bucket that I want to do directly for you guys, that when you guys get this thing out there, people are going to freak.
It sounds like a good deal. We're going to be sorry not to have the 32, but 25 will make up for it.
I can't tell you how much this means to me. Thank you, sir. I'm so stoked that I get to keep my 32 Ford iBoy. I love this car. It means the world to me. And the fact that they were so understanding about this deal, that's just going to make me go crazy in building this T-bucket for Lyle and Beverly. When they see this thing, they're going to forget about the fact that they ever wanted anything else.
Rolly!
What?
Come get baby, put her away.
What do you mean, put it away?
Put it away. She ain't going nowhere.
Wake up your mind, man.
It's not been a bad week, brother. We're behind on two projects, but get this.
We're ahead on three.
It's not been a bad week at all.
It's awesome.
You see this bike up here? Check out this bike. That's a nice little ride, man.
That is definitely a home-built bike. It's got a nice flavor to it.
Hold, see if you can get up next to him.
You know, we got to do today, man.
Pull up next to this guy.
What are you doing?
Nice scoop.
You sound like you're trying to pick him up. What, do you want a date?
No.
Nice scoop.
It's the shovel head.
I like it.
The nice thing about that is it's not done. If we bought something like that, we could finish it off.
Are you really going to do this?
Let's at least talk to him.
Let's go. Hey, dude.
Go up next to him.
Are you really going to talk to this guy?
Hey, brother. Nice scoop. Are you selling that?
No.
Just get done building it?
Just finished it.
Real nice, bro.
Hey, lights going to go green.
You sure it's not for sale?
Positive, brother.
Oh, where's he going? Let's follow him. Hey, brother, you got like a couple minutes to talk to you about your bike? Just a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I cannot believe we're doing this. Don't scare him.
I'll be cool. Hey, brother.
What's up?
Dude, I just want to check out your scoot, bro. My name's Kevin.
Hey, I'm Keith.
Keith, nice to meet you. I really like it, man.
That is nice.
Thanks, man.
We have a shop called Counts Customs here in Las Vegas.
I'm Scott.
Keith.
Nice to meet you, brother.
Thank you.
You did all this yourself, huh?
It's all hand-built. It's taken me about 3 years to get where I'm at right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. When you first look at this bike, it looks like a piece of junk. But after you really look at it, you know it's got some potential. I think I could probably get a good price on this bike, have the guys in the shop do a quick turnaround on it, and I think we can make a profit.
Man, I love your work, bro.
Thanks.
Shotgun exhaust, I dig it.
Nice mount and everything.
Hand-rolled tank, custom seat.
I call that an ass killer.
Yeah. Do you mind if I sit on it?
Do you want to hold the helmet so you can hit him if he tries to get away?
I will steal it.
I'm too big and I'm too fat. I ain't running nowhere, so we're fine right here, you and me.
I'll check out the headlight, too.
Oh, yeah.
Old Trinity light.
Very cool.
Kevin, you actually fit that bike really well.
I tell you what, man, this is my style right here. So would you think about, like, selling it?
I'm not really in the market to sell it. I don't know. It all depends on the price is right.
Yeah. Would you think about selling it for $8,000?
We got to do more than eight. Got about 7,300 in it.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of time.
Right.
Well, time is just therapy. There's no value for time. That's therapy.
How about 9,000? Right at the bank. We go right now.
We got a deal.
All right. I'm psyched about this one. For $9,000, I think I got a great score. I can already envision what the bike's going to look like. I just hope Danny's on board. Either way, I'm still going to flip it for a big profit.
You grab the title, we'll meet you at the bank.
Got it.
Are you seeing it? Pearl tangerine.
I like it.
Black interior, just same flames. I want to go off on this.
What the hell was that?
Dude, you're already halfway done. Mm. We just got here. What'd you get?
I got a club, brother.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I got myself turkey, whole wheat.
I'm glad we're eating here because my wife mentioned about my girlish physique.
That it was getting ungirlish?
Yeah, ungirlish. Hey, I think we should head up north towards the Speedway. You remember that guy that used to do our radiators?
Yeah.
He's out here, and he's always got stuff on his lot.
Well, there's a boneyard up there, too.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of them. You know, I want to get some ink, though. I've been thinking about finishing my whole arm out. My wife's probably going to have a problem with that. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Because it's going to take time.
Absolutely.
You know, do all that.
I'm with you, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey, brother. Hey. Oh. How you doing, man?
Not bad. What's up?
What a gorgeous car.
Oh, thanks.
62?
Yeah.
62 DeVille. They called me the DeVille back then.
I'm Danny, by the way.
I'm Steve.
Steve, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I got a custom shop here in town. I saw you going by, and I'm like, now that's something you don't see every day. Absolutely gorgeous, man. If you got a couple minutes, I'd like to chew your ear on this car.
All right, let me back up and get it.
How about right here? Awesome. Awesome. Cadillacs have been iconic symbols of American luxury and performance since they began, and the DeVille model is timeless in both style and luxury. The 62 DeVille was the most formal model with crisp lines and those trademark caddy fins. In 1974, a group of artists in Amarillo, Texas decided to create their own unique tribute to the luxurious Cadillac, burying 10 of them face down in a cow pasture off the I-40. Cadillac Ranch, it's still there today, attracting tourists and graffiti artists from around the world. I love it. Nothing like the old rumble of a caddy, huh?
Yeah.
Man, she looks good. Look at that interior,
yeah,
too, man. Oh, beautiful.
That's about a $4,000 interior.
Man, that's gorgeous. Yeah. How long did it take to do the restoration on this?
Yeah, it probably took about 6 months.
Kevin, what's happening, man?
Well, I didn't know how long you were going to be, so.
Thank you, man.
Never know with you. How
are
you
doing? Steve.
Good, I'm Kevin. Good. Wow, this is a pretty car.
Oh, thank you.
Do you mind if I do a little walk around?
Sure.
I love it. Man, I love this body style. Right work is gorgeous. It has such a factory vibe, yet it is so subtly custom. Do you mind, look, if we peek under the hood?
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this.
And it's heavy.
Oh, man. Beautiful detail job under the hood.
Oh, I appreciate that. It just purrs like a kitten. It really does.
Close. Absolutely beautiful. You ain't kidding about the bodywork, too, man.
Oh, I appreciate it.
It's beautiful, man. I just got to ask, it's an addiction with me, man. Is a car like this for sale?
You know, maybe for the right price.
I'm going to throw something out here, and please, if it's insulting, I apologize. But you wouldn't even consider, like, taking 20 on this.
Kind of a run-of-the-mill, good condition caddy right. Like this is, you know, close to that nowadays.
Maybe like even mid-20s, which is like 23, 24?
Probably be about 35,000. I think that would be fair.
I think this car would do really well in an auction situation. Mm-hmm. It's done so nicely.
Pay me 35, then you can take it to the auction.
I love it. There'd be no way that I could make money on it without just absolutely cutting you off at the knees. You ever need anything? Something breaks.
Oh, man, it was great to meet you guys. I mean,
Steve, rock awesome. Man. Thank all you right. for taking the time.
Thanks,
Steve.
Right.
That was really good. I'm sure
it.
You get this all the time driving this car.
Yeah, man. I sure do, but not from guys like you that know your stuff, you know?
Right.
Appreciate
she's
it.
Gorgeous, man.
All right.
Take care.
Man, she's absolutely gorgeous. Well, Kevin took a page from my handbook, and he scored an unfinished bike from a guy who was riding it down the street. Now, I love it when the guys bring in projects, as long as they're good ones. So I'm going to let Kevin oversee this entire job. Hopefully, he'll find the right buyer, turn a sweet little profit. In the meantime, I'm getting together with my team so we can design this wicked 25-4 T-Bucket Roadster for two of my favorite clients, Lyle and Beverly. I need this car to be seriously sweet because I want them to forget about that 32 Ford they tried to buy for my personal collection that I just couldn't let go of. You know, I really want to brighten this thing up, man. It needs to be flashy. Everything that you see that's this maroon, burgundy, whatever you want to call it, I'd like to flip that over to like a candied pearl tangerine.
That's going to scream.
Then down on the side over here, I want to do just insane flames on this thing.
Oh, what the hell was that?
Roll red. I want this one.
That's exactly what you're gonna be in 40 years. That's your old man, dude.
Hey, son, it took a lot to get this way.
That's not cute, though.
I'm a lovable person.
And who says that?
Someone's lying.
All the women.
Why does your old man have more game than you?
He's married.
I'm married.
There you go.
I'm not. I raise my son. I work with him every day. Even though I'm the dad, he's the responsible one. He's settled down, married, and a good family man. Me, I'm single and ready to mingle.
So, are you seeing it? Pearl tangerine.
I like it.
Lace work pinstriping, black interior.
What about the dash? Do you like the wood?
I like the wood dash. Maybe I'm going to stain it darker.
Okay.
So keep the wood grain look, but let's go real dark.
And we're
with
cool
it.
With these gauges as long as they're functional.
They're great. Only thing mechanical that I want to see done on this car is turn signals. Those people are cool, and I appreciate what they did for me. That's why I want to go off on this.
But you know what that means?
Yeah.
Next couple cars, you got to dial it back just a
I know.
Tad.
Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Get it.
You look good on that, my brother.
Yeah, well, she's pretty sweet. I'll leave you $13,500 cash today.
We are working hard on this 1925 Ford T-Bucket Roadster for a couple of our very favorite customers, and we're going to make every inch of this car so bad. But today's the day that Kevin's going to try and sell a bike that he picked up about a month ago.
Check out this bike. That's a nice little ride, man.
He's been overseeing the whole project. Shannon did a gorgeous build. Ryan did an amazing paint job. The bike is delicious. Kevin's already got a buyer lined up, so I'm going to let him take the lead on this one and see if he can't sell this thing for a sweet little profit.
You are going to love this bike.
Come on, Shane!
Yeah, let's see it. It does sound nice, man. Sounds like a shovel should.
That's what attracted me to buying this bike.
Here it comes.
Yeah, nice.
Got beautiful.
Smitty, what do you think, my brother?
Nice job on the paint.
When we got this bike, it was a pretty rock-solid bike and really didn't require too much hard work to make it a complete motorcycle. Basically, we ended up resealing the entire engine on it, added tons of chrome on this bike. Ryan gave her an absolutely sick paint job, blending golds and greens and adding some chameleon in it, so this thing actually changes color depending on the kind of light she's in.
If you look at the other side real quick, we got some custom features on here too. It's actually a front brake off a sports bike on the rear. It's got the shotgun exhaust. Well, Smitty, throw a leg over, baby. Yeah. See how she fits you.
Try it on. See how it feels.
Yeah, that works.
You look good on there, my brother.
Fits like it was made for me.
It does fit nice, doesn't it? The bars feel good.
Yeah, well, she's pretty sweet. What's the damage?
Well, honestly, I'm looking for 18 and a half.
Really more than I was looking to spend. I'll leave you $13,500 cash today.
Be honest with you, we've got some skin in the game on this bike. You know, if we go over to 17, we're gonna take a little punch in the nose. And I know that's not your problem, but it is ours.
Well, she's really nice and all the extras, like you said. All right, well, 15. That's really as high as I wanna go. Work with me.
Kevin and Scott, they're sticking to their number. I respect that, but I think they're going to have to dazzle Smitty just a little bit more to get him up to their asking price. Now, there is one very important feature about this bike that everybody seems to have forgotten, but I think it's time for me to step in, remind everybody what that little tidbit is. This bike is actually a numbers-matching bike. This bike is titled as a 1HD Harley-Davidson bike.
Really?
A matching numbers Harley-Davidson is extremely valuable, especially in the custom bike world, because it makes it much easier to register, easier to insure, and definitely keeps it a higher resale value. Think about the value of that. Also being the boss, I can make some movement. I can take another nickel off. Meet me at 16 and a half and let's call it a day. You're the right guy for this bike.
All right, don't tell the wife.
I won't say a word, brother.
You know what? I'll take it. I would have loved to have sold the bike. But Danny's Danny, and Danny can sell ice to Eskimos. We have $14,000 in the bike, and we sold it for $16,500. That's $2,500 profit. Anytime you get a profit, it's better than a loss.
Today is a great day, but a little bit stressful at the same time. Two of my very favorite clients are here, Lyle and Beverly. They're here to buy a 1925 Ford T-Bucket Roadster that we built especially for them. I'm a little bit stressed out because originally they were buying my 32 Ford 5-window coupe from my personal collection, but when it came time for delivery day, I just couldn't let it go. So I got my fingers crossed that they're going to love this T-Bucket just as much. We have built something extra special and crazy. We actually redid this entire car with you guys in mind. So this is your car, and she's insane.
Well, Beverly was more than a little upset about not getting the 32.
Sorry.
I explained it to her. She said, great. I just expect a hell of a lot out of the T-Bucket.
You're good. Let me tell you, this is the most bucket that I've seen in a long time.
Well, yeah. Let's see it.
Are we ready?
Watch your ears. The car is almost as loud as Scott.
No. Get out of there.
There we go.
Come on, baby.
Well, maybe it is. Oh, my God.
That is good looking.
Yeah. Yes.
Unbelievable.
It looks great, Rolly. Thank you, bro. All right, you two. Have at her. I haven't been this nervous about a car in ages. I poured my heart and soul into this 1925 T-Bucket Ford to make it right for Lyle and Bev. But if they don't love it, there's no guarantee that they're going to buy it. And I could potentially lose two of my best loyal customers for good. Give me your first impressions.
It's hot.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Wow.
We took this 1925 Ford T-Bucket 100% apart down to every last nut and bolt and started from scratch. We painted the frame, the engine block, and the entire body a gorgeous candy tangerine. We added beautiful flames to it and variegated hand-turned leafing in all of the flames. Re-chrome every inch of the suspension on this car, and we topped it off with a beautiful all-black leather interior. This car is absolutely sexy. There you go.
A fantastic sound and a beautiful body.
Great color.
It had great color.
I love turquoise and orange together.
All right, Beverly, I gotta know, and you can tell me the truth. Tell me that you are okay with this instead of the 32.
Well, you know, the 32 had that alligator-looking leather inside.
Right, right, right.
And it had the great spider webs here.
Sure, sure.
I remember all that.
I know you do. You got
and
a good memory.
I loved it.
I know.
I guess I like this equally as well.
You do?
Yeah. I really did like it, but I didn't want to let him off the hook that easy. Of course, I jerked his chain a tad.
Well, let's get you in, get the paperwork.
Then you'll let us drive it.
I'm going to make sure it's all fueled up. This business is full of ups and downs and sometimes hairpin turns, but I am thrilled over the fact that they love their 1925 Ford T-Bucket Roadster. But I tell you, as much as I love Lyle and Beverly, I'm not going to let them near my showroom anytime soon. I may end up with a pile of cash, but all my babies will be missing.